Real music with Gary Stuckey. Keep the music real.
Hello, everybody. It's Gary Stuckey here. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you're having a great day so far. I've got an awesome couple of people here. It's fun when I chat with more than one. I got a husband and wife team today of the Cody Norris Show, the bluegrass band. They've got a brand new song out, a new single called Mountain City Christmas, just in time for Christmas. Hope you check it out. Really great song. And a brand new album just released recently called Rhinestone Revival. And yeah, really good stuff, especially if you love bluegrass, you're going to love this. And it's Christmas time and everybody's feeling good. Got some great tunes to check out. They're going to tell us all about it and their story. And but here we go. Here they are. Here's Cody and Mary Rachel Norris. Right here.
I've been checking out the music, you know, and I've always been fascinated with bluegrass, which I play guitar. I always had to give that plug, you know, I play guitar, you know. But bluegrass is, you know, a lot of people, they enjoy it, but you know, if you really take time out to understand how hard it is to play those instruments, it's not like you're just, you know, which some people can just pick it up and start playing, but you know, right. You got to be a talented musician to play like that and sing like that, you know. So how did y'all get your starts in playing? How long have y'all been playing?
I actually started really, you know, being interested in the music when I was only about 9 years old. And there was a group at my church that they played some bluegrass gospel music, and I was just infatuated with it. Prior to that, my great uncle, he'd always have a guitar or a banjo around the house. Nobody in the family really played. They just, you know, they'd always have an instrument around. And I remember vividly dragging that banjo through the house, you know, and just making racket with it when I was a kid. And got real serious with it when I was about 9 years old. And by the time I was 10 or 11, I was playing, you know, playing all the time with the mandolin is what I started with. And then I soon realized, you know, in order to always be sure that, because people would always want you to play, well, you know, pretty much a mandolin doesn't sound too good, you know, solo by itself. So then comes the, you know, comes the guitar and attempted to learn to sing the songs, and played with lots of regional and local bands, you know, through my teenage years. And then when I was about 17, started traveling, playing professionally.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what about you, Mary? How did you get your...
Pretty much, I guess, kind of the same way. You know, somebody always has to introduce you to it. And for me, it just happened to be I was in the strings program in my elementary school. And that kind of turned into, you know, kind of seeing other musics and this and that. And I remember we just started going to festivals. And, you know, there was the biggest one at the time was the Jerusalem Ridge Bluegrass Festival, which was at Rosen, Kentucky, Bill Monroe's home place. And so that's where I met Cody, and most everybody I know now, I met there, you know. Just kind of branched out from there. You start going to festivals and you meet more people, then you meet, you know, younger people that, you know, include you in maybe a band or something. And then you just it falls in place, I guess you could say.
Sure. And I guess it fell into place for you two to meet, and it was just meant to be, you know.
Yeah.
What was the moment that you knew that he was the one? And was it, was it the music? Was it the look in his eye?
When he played that guitar, and it just spoke to me.
It had your heart just pumping.
Yeah. No, actually, I was very, very young when I first met Cody, but we met, like I said, at the Jerusalem Ridge Festival. And, you know, years later, you know, he kept coming around, and my dad and him were friends. And then, you know,
person in the world right here that I thought I would wound up spending the rest of my,
it's funny how
rest
things
of my
work,
life with.
It?
You know, she came on the TV show that we were filming from Bill Monroe's home place. She was a guest when she was just a kid. And this very inquisitive,
you were too.
Well, I was a bigger kid. But anyway, I think I was about 17 or 18, I guess, the first time that I saw Mary Rachel, met her family. And one day out of the blue, this inquisitive kid with a fiddle, she grew up to be quite the lady. And I knew right away. A wise man once told me, "You'll always know when you meet the one." And that day, I met the one, and it's the best decision I ever made. I'll tell you that.
Well, there you go. That's real nice and real sweet. But it, you know, I was thinking too about this. It's got to be great to have your wife playing with you when you're traveling all over the place, right? All over the world.
It's just
I
a
mean,
blessing. I mean, you know, that's always not to shed any negative light, but I've seen that be the demise of many, many good artists and good bands, you know, just the relationship troubles. And
it's a lot to keep up with, you know, whether you're on the road or one spouse is at home, you know, whether it's from military or, you know, whatever keeps, you know, the spouses away from each other. But it seems like the music industry really pulls on the heartstrings with that a little bit more because, you know, you're in the fame, you're in the spotlight a little bit more here and there. And, you know, drugs and alcohol be some take over a lot of times. And for us getting to be, you know, on the road together. And then it's also nice because when we're home, we work together too on some other stuff. But when we're on the road, even though we're together physically, you know, in one confined area, we're not like, I don't know, it's different, you know. So we're out there to work and make money and you know, just do what we need to do. And I like the making money part, but I like being on the road and being around the fans too. So
yeah, the making money part. Everybody loves that part.
that has to, yeah.
That helps. But that does seem like, I mean, when you said it together about working together, when you work on something together, you have the same goal. I think that helps out.
Yeah.
I'm sure it helps out a marriage too. Just like you're musicians together, but you're working on the same goal. I think as long as you keep that in mind, I think everybody should think about that. You know, when they're married, you know, it's like, hey, we're in this together.
Yeah.
But that's
That's been a big thing for us because, like, I'll dream up stuff, you know, and from the get-go, it's been Cody's band. Like, it's his baby. But I'll dream up stuff, or I can get away with saying, "Hey, you're doing that, and maybe you shouldn't." Where a band member, you know, they would be, I guess I'm in the wrong too because I am a band member, but it's easier coming from somebody you know and trust than it is from, you know, an employee, you know.
sure.
So, and we just try to, you know, tell each other what we need to do, and
And we can always argue it out
yeah.
when we get
And
back
I
home.
mean, the it seems like
We
it's
can
all
finish
fun and games, but we do argue a lot. Yeah. So, and that's
least
gonna
you're
be,
honest about that.
yeah.
Yeah, it's friendly arguing. We're not, you know,
Screaming and
yeah, we're
yelling.
over ours in about 3 minutes. So.
See, you get it out of your system, it's done. Okay.
Josiah's been there from the get-go, and you can tell he's been around for a lot of the heated ones. And let's just say he just knows when to hold them or fold them. He just walks away. Yeah.
He's the one I should be interviewing about all the dirt, if you know
Yeah,
what I
you
mean.
should.
So tell me about what happened. You know, it's gotta be hard to fuss and fight though when you're doing Christmas music, especially a new single, Mountain City Christmas. So tell me about that, because this is about a city that you're from, right? So tell us about that.
It's odd. I don't live in a city. I live in a town called Mountain City. Yeah, little small town in East Tennessee. And Christmas time is so special here. There's st starting about the first week of December. The first Saturday in December is always the annual Christmas parade. It kicks off, you know, kicks off the Christmas season. And there's so much stuff going on here. You know, everybody here. I live in one of the friendliest places in the world. If you go to the bank here at Christmas time, you know, there's apples and candy and all that stuff. They're so good to everybody. And all the businesses are in on these type things and just a very festive time. I was on the road 1 year leading up to Christmas. Didn't know if I was going to be able to come home. You know, scheduling changes and flights and not you. Sometimes if you're gone, it doesn't happen. And man, I got so lonesome. I was missing home. And I just sat down, and the way that Christmas that I have Christmas pictured in my mind that I get to relive year after year because it's always the same. It happens that, you know, I was able to pin that down in just about 2 or 3 minutes, and this melody comes with it. And Mountain City Christmas was born, and it's been one of our most requested songs by far. I've recorded it a few times on some, you know, just some do-it-yourself projects, I guess you'd say. First time I ever had the opportunity to commercially release it. Mary Rachel and Josiah, our banjo player, really pushed me hard, you know, to do this, and I was so happy that we were able to release this. And people all over the world get a little bit of insight on what a country boy from the mountains in East Tennessee's Christmas time is all about.
Sure. And you can really hear it in the song. I mean, it paints a picture of what you would expect in the mountains of Tennessee and the snow and Christmas and
Like a
people,
Hallmark, yeah.
right? Yeah, Hallmark
They should,
movie.
yeah.
Yeah, they should.
See, there you go. There, maybe we can get some people to do
Make
film.
it Mountain City Christmas.
There you go.
Well, see, here's the plan. Okay, they make the movie, Hallmark Channel, or one of those channels, and you write the sound. Y'all write the soundtrack to it and make.
I
That
think
does sound like an idea. Remember me whenever y'all
All
do
right.
that.
We'll put you as a main character.
I'll be the guy that comes to town. They're all the same though. You come to town, she gets mad at you, and the whole show we fight, and then we come back together at the end, and everything's great.
Front of a Christmas tree.
That's it. So how did they react, the fans? Now I know you did a couple of shows there.
Yeah, we did.
Right from town.
We always do the Cody North Show Christmas show every year. And this year we added two shows. The first one sold out so quickly that we decided to go ahead and do a second one.
Wow.
And actually the first night, which was would have been Monday night, it came like the first snow here, you know, of the year, and the
Right.
road got really, really bad. And so what was a sold out show ended up being still pretty close to being sold out, but a lot of people couldn't make it, you know. So
Right.
then Tuesday night wasn't completely sold out. We were like 20 away from being sold out, and between the people ne that needed to transfer over from the night
It
before,
all equaled
it
out.
all equaled out. And so our guests for the first night were Darren and Brooke Aldrich, and then the second night was Adam and Amy Pope out of Nashville. So that was a fun,
It was
yeah,
great.
it was really
Great
fun, yeah.
having such good folks as guests for that. And that is really one of the highlights. It's turned into one of the highlights of the Christmas season. Here in my town, folks talk about it all year, and Santa Claus even makes a special appearance sometimes. And
All
I've got hookups. I've got
right. The
hookups.
first show, though, what you know, they come when we sell the tickets, it comes through, and I was like, "Well, I don't know that name. Well, I don't know that name." And it was like people not from here.
From all over the
It was
country.
they
Wow.
were all over, and so we do it for a local show, and so we always want them to be able to take part in it. So that was one of the main reasons why we added another, was because the locals hadn't gotten their tickets yet, and they all came Tuesday night. So Monday was like the out of towners, so to speak, and Tuesday was the locals, and it was really neat to, you know, it was just fun. So
Well, that's got to be exciting for you to see people coming far and
absolutely.
away to see you because they're really, they really enjoy your music. You got fans all over the world, right?
And it's a wonderful thing, you know. We really try to be so welcoming, you know, to the folks, because that's just our natural nature, you know. Hospitality is king, you know, at our house. That's just how I was raised. And you know, when you have company come in, why, well, give them your best, you know. You want them to come back. But at the Christmas show, the church who we rent the facility from, they always do lots of baked goods, cookies and fudge and candies and stuff, all homemade stuff, and apple cider, hot chocolate, coffee, and they provide that for all the folks. So it's really a special, you know, a special night with them, getting to, you know, munch on their goodies and hear the Christmas music, and it's
Sure.
just a really good time, really good time.
Well, do you munch down before or after? Because I mean, because if you eat before you sing, it can mess you up, right?
It doesn't bother me because I don't have to do
Don't
much
bother.
singing. I just steer clear of
Sound
myself. Cody's
right.
been. Cody's been being a good boy this year on that stuff. He steered clear from a lot of it.
But it is all going to change today, because when we hop off this, I'm headed to the grocery, and I'll have all my ingredients for all my Christmas candies and my goodies and all for Christmas dinner, and I'm going to transform that kitchen downstairs into a culinary masterpiece. I'll tell you that.
Wow. Well,
These are.
that's another show that you're going to have to do with the cooking show and the
Culinary with
Yeah, we'll
Cody.
do that.
See? and have the music in the background. Hey, speaking of the music, I was watching, I think on Facebook, there was like a, they did the live of your show, and I
Yeah.
was checking some of that out, and I noticed one of the first things you mentioned was the stands for the music stands, and you said, I don't usually use this, and I'm thinking, yeah, but I'm thinking you had to learn these songs. How you know you hadn't really done a lot of them, right? Is that how
We
did you learn them so fast?
rehearse a week in advance and try to get them down
It
and
tells
relearn,
too,
and
boy.
it shows, and I'm ashamed of that,
No,
but
I think we know them, but Christmas songs, everybody knows them. Like,
sure,
you can do bluegrass songs, and there might be five different variations, but Christmas songs, everybody knows Silent Night or
and
Away
if
in a
you miss a
Manger.
word of Silent Night, everybody knows you
Yeah.
missed that word.
So you have to,
Well,
that's what makes me so nervous about it, is
yeah.
everybody knows them, you know?
Right. I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, but I don't think, you know, when people are appreciating the fact that you're talented musicians, I don't think they're going to hold that against you for a word or two.
I hope
They're
not.
probably focusing on their what they're saying. They're probably singing along with you and probably don't pay attention, maybe, or something else.
Everybody knows the first and third verse to everything, but nobody knows the middle ones. And so you could sing whatever you wanted in the middle and it'd be fine.
Just
But
make up some stuff. Hey.
I had to last night.
Oh, that was good. You know, I like that. Say that was the extended version that
That's
y'all,
right. Yeah,
the uncut,
you
whatever, you know, version. Well, that song though, really good stuff. I mean, is this your first Christmas song that y'all have done or released? I mean, as far as
we've ever,
mainstream, yeah.
did a commercial release with, yes. And we've got some others. I've written some other Christmas songs, and we'll release some of those in the future, I hope.
Yeah, well, that's got to be. You just
I
putting
just
it out there, see what happens.
love Christmas. It's such a big thing at our house. Our house is decorated interior and exterior, and we 3 or 4 days in December on the weekends, we have a Santa village at our house, and Santa Claus shows up,
Oh,
and
cool.
really a big time. And we have so many kids. You know, being in the mountains, kind of in an isolated community, lots of folks aren't able to, make the trip to the bigger towns to go, take the kiddos to see Santa. And
So he shows up at our
he just
house.
shows up at our
Yeah.
house, so that
He
works
just
out good.
randomly shows up. There he is.
Yeah,
There's
and so that's really good. And Mary Rachel, we love things, nostalgic, and I can't believe that I'm saying that a Polaroid picture is a nostalgic thing now, but I guess it is. But
when
she
the
takes she takes everybody's picture, and we give them a Polaroid and some hot chocolate and cookies, and as long as the kids cooperate with Santa and tell him what they get to make a trip over, and there's a big old red wagon just chuck full of toys, so they get to take some of that home with them too, and that's always a good time. And we love getting to do all that.
Awesome. Oh, talking about retro, you can't say retro. I say on your website, you know, you're talk it says don't say retro or something. I don't know. But you
Call us, yeah.
know, don't right? So I'm looking at those awesome outfits that y'all wear, and I'm thinking that's really cool. And I know that you've got a your latest album, but you know, says it has the term revival in there, you know. Bluegrass revival. So, is that would that be something that you're thinking about? Do you want to bring that? You know, not that it's really out of touch because a lot of people enjoy that music, but are you trying to bring it back to the spotlight?
One thing we can honestly say, we're working very hard getting to a younger audience, and we've been able to achieve that. And although that it's retro to some folks who grew up, with seeing that type of costuming in country music,
It's
to the
not.
next generation, it's something brand new, it's something fresh, and they think it's cool. And if I had the money, I'd wear those clothes every day. I would change the oil in the bus in one of those outfits, but I just always love that, and I love style. I feel that style, for some reason, in the world, has gone out of style. Nobody, there's no people don't dress up to go to work anymore. They don't, and I miss that. I'm very, very big on that, and Mary Rachel is too. And
I think when we were looking for album cover or album titles, we went through a bunch of like
that was a process.
Yeah, we wanted some, you know, rhinestone something. And we were actually in a church painting, helping a church paint their sanctuary. And Cody, we were just rattling off words, you know, our words. And that came, I think he came up with it. And at first I was like, no, no. Because I felt like there was something, I had something else in my mind, you know. Well, then the more we started thinking about it, we were like, well, actually it is a revival because we, like, you know, you have all these other mainstream people that are wearing the rhinestone suits, but they're not doing it because that's really genuinely who they are, I don't think. I think right. they just are doing it because it's, you know, you have fashion trends, and that's one of the fashion trends for right now in the music industry. We do it because we really like that, and we feel like that's part of our show. And so I think there's a couple different aspects you could go with that, but and I'm not saying they all don't like it, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it really is a revival. We're trying to bring something back that has been missing. And I think that's the thing that's been missing is just the darn good entertainment aspect of it, you know, where people can go and watch a show. And, you know, we hope that we get to do that.
Sure. Yeah. And I just remember so many times, you know, growing up, getting to go to a show and leaving there feeling fully entertained. You know, in our cell phones, carrying everything around in our pocket now, they've really taken a lot of the value, you know, from entertainment. And if people, sure. I feel that we provide an outlet to let them disconnect, you know, from that for a minute, tuck the phone away. And for maybe about an hour and a half, we try to transport them to, you know, to a different level. And we thoroughly enjoy that and getting to provide that opportunity. And I sincerely hope, you know, that the mission statement, I'll share this with you, the mission statement of the Cody North Show is simply this: to make a memory. I want folks, when they leave that show, they may not remember our name, a word we said, a song we sang, but I want that experience to be in their mind that they'll carry with them a lifetime.
Awesome. That's an awesome statement. You know, about the music, the excitement that's there, you know, I've been looking up like family ancestry, and a lot of them are like from Ireland, Scotland, and England. And that's where the bluegrass, the prominence of that music came from, that area. Of course, like Bill Monroe, you know, kind of took sure. the background of that music and created this exciting, you know, sound that people, you always yeah. hear, especially in the old countries with them going to parties and dancing and just having a great time, just families getting yeah. together. Ain't that what it's all about? Families, yeah. friends getting together and enjoying music, right?
Exactly right. And it's that simple. Even yeah. though it's commercialized, it is that simple.
And, you know, and when you put your heart into it, I mean, you could tell that y'all both have been playing for a long time. Y'all having a good time up there playing. So I know that touches people when they see you having a great time. And they could feel the music. They can understand. There's like a link. Music kind of links people together. Makes them feel better. So you have that connection with the fans too. You're bringing them happiness, right?
That's exactly what our goal is. Yep.
And y'all have been, now what all places have you been? Now y'all went to Australia, was it?
We just got back from Australia yeah. a couple of weeks ago, and then we went to Ireland this year. We've been to California. We've been all over the 50 states.
We've been
states,
from Maine
yeah.
to California this year.
And then, wow.
Florida to Washington.
Next year, we're going to Norway. If anybody's listening, you know, from there, we'll be there. And then we'll be in Rotterdam. And then we will be in pretty much every state next year. Maybe not some of them, like.
We won't be in Hawaii.
No.
We might be in Alaska, though.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, y'all just keep an eye out. We, we've got a really good year, and we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. And you're, like you said, the you got a new album out, so that's going pretty good. And you got your Christmas song out. And I guess, like you said, all the fans are really loving that song.
They can go right over to the website. And if they order anything today, we can ship it out today, and it could be there for Christmas. So anybody listening, yeah, we do have our new album, Rhinestone Revival, and the new single you can get wherever you stream your music, called Mountain City Christmas. So there's a bunch of stuff on our website. Get over there and look at it.
Well, maybe Santa Claus could bring it, you know, if UPS is kind of slacking or something.
Yeah, he might pick it up.
So, and before you go, what's your goal your hope for the new year, if you could summarize it up in a sentence.
Well, we hit two of those goals this year, so we're looking for more goals. We played the Ryman, and then we played the Opry literally a month later, and that was just the highlight of our career, period. But naturally, we want to be on the Opry more. We love the Opry and all things that it stands for. I think it's a very important institution that for not only bluegrass but country
just music
and
in general.
Music, yeah. And so we want to do that more. We love that, and you know, just touring dates and adding as many shows we haven't been to. You know, sometimes you get in a groove where you play the same shows over. But
and my life's goal since I was a child is to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. That's my life's goal, and we're undeterred working towards that. We work at it every day to make our show better, to make our fan experience better, and to maintain that level of quality that people expect from the Cody North Show when they come to a performance and feel welcomed and feel just I want every show that they come to feel like we're sitting in your living room playing for you. That's what we want.
It's a lot cheaper just to come to the show than to take us home and feed us.
Yeah, right. Especially when you demand, you know, steaks. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, I would. I mean, you know. Well, that's good. But also, I want to talk about y'all have won some awards, right? You've had a few awards in the past, right?
We did it for 2022 and 23 from the Society for Preservation of Bluegrass Music in Nashville, Tennessee. That comes up the latter part of January, early February each year. And collectively over the past couple of years, Mary Rachel, she's a two-time Fiddle Performer of the Year. I was blessed beyond measure to be nominated and win Guitar Performer of the Year for 23. We awesome. Won Instrumental Group of the Year. And
Cody won Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah, 2 years in a row, Entertainer of the Year. And I just such a, you know, when you go down the list of that and see all your peers, a lot of your heroes nominated with you in those categories, that the fans look on what you do in such a positive way that they would cast that vote for you and let you achieve that honor. Why, it's just very, very special and just an amazing thing. It means so much.
Well, that's got to help out your resume whenever they're evaluating and seeing if they could, you know, put you in the Opry. But that's really good. I mean, that's a great accomplishment. So you got those under your belt. You don't have to accomplish those things. I guess you could just keep adding to that list.
I hope we get to add to them. I hope we get to add to them. I'm very proud of my band. They work so hard. And I said this last night at the show, they are Mary Rachel and the guys, they've stood behind me through thick and thin and helped this little country boy's dreams from East Tennessee. They've helped them all come true and helped me achieve my goals. And I sincerely appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, you know what? It sounds like you've got everything you need for Christmas, right? Everything else is just extra.
Everything and more.
Well, that's awesome, man. I thank y'all for talking to me today. I'm hoping and praying and believing that this year is going to be the best ever for you. And I'm glad that y'all are doing so well. But thank y'all for talking to me. And yeah,
Merry Christmas.
Pleasure to be on your show. Yeah. Merry Christmas. And if you're close by sometime, I'll buy you a cheeseburger. Yeah. All right.
Hey, I'll have to take you up on that. I'm in Alabama, so it's not too far away. So
yeah. Well, everybody go over and look at our website, thecodynorrisshow.com, and we hope you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you sometime soon.
All right. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Gary. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to another show. Yeah, go check out their website for more information. Cody Norris Show. And so good. Mountain City Christmas. Check it out. And thanks for tuning in. Yes, always glad that you're taking time out to listen. And I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Be safe, and I'll be bringing you some more interviews very soon right here on Real Music. And always remember to keep the music real.